Hi, this week the question is, does God reveal new truths today? There are several religious groups who believe and teach that God is still revealing new truths today in addition to what we have recorded in the Bible. Catholics, Mormons, and Pentecostals, just to name three. Many other people, especially in the homeschool movement, and I can say this because I homeschooled my own children, and I was around other homeschooling parents, and they constantly say things like, the Lord told me to homeschool my children, or the Lord laid it on my heart to choose this particular curriculum, or the Lord led me to take my children out of public schools. Now, when people say these sort of things, they don't mean that they read the Bible and then drew their conclusion, and thus the Lord led them by means of His written word. What these people actually mean is that the Lord is revealing to them new things, things meant just for them in their particular situation. And they believe God is revealing new truth that is suited just for them. In other words, many people today who profess a belief in the Bible do not believe that it is God's final revelation. They believe that God is revealing new truths in addition to His written word, the Bible. What do the Scriptures say about this? Is God revealing new truths to each generation? Is He revealing new truths specifically tailored to each individual who prays to Him? Or has God revealed all spiritual and moral truth in His written word, and it's up to us to read that word and make application to our own lives based on what we have read? Well, the Bible declares that the apostles and the New Testament prophets would receive all spiritual truth during their lifetimes. In John 14, verse 26, Jesus said, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." This was Jesus speaking to His apostles. He wasn't speaking to just everybody. He was speaking to His apostles. In John 16, verse 13, again, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come." Notice carefully. Number one, everything Jesus had spoken to the apostles, they would be able to remember. This remarkable ability is how we today have the four gospel accounts of Jesus' life and ministry. Number two, all truth would be revealed to these apostles. As a result, we have the 21 epistles of the New Testament, which supply Christians with every single thing they need to know and to live the Christian life. Number three, in addition to revealing all truth and refreshing the memory of the apostles, the Holy Spirit would also show these men, the apostles, things to come. And that's how we have today the book of Revelation. And so the four gospel accounts, the book of Acts, the 21 epistles, and the book of Revelation contain everything the Christian needs to know to live a godly life. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, "As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue." My friend, since we have been given all things that pertain to life and to godliness, do we need any more? Why should God continue to reveal things to men today if all things pertaining to godliness are already revealed in the New Testament Scriptures? If the apostles actually received all truth from the Holy Spirit, then what do we need of modern day revelation? The only reason that we would need continuous modern day revelation is if, for some reason, those words of the apostles were revealed and then lost or corrupted. Is it possible that some of the inspired writings of the apostles or prophets were lost? Well, the Bible says that is not possible. In Matthew 24, verse 35, Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." In 1 Peter 1, verses 24 and 25, the Bible says, "Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you." Now, in summary, can you not see the point that the Bible is trying to make? Number one, every single thing necessary for life and godliness was revealed to the apostles and prophets. Number two, they wrote these truths down, and to prevent them from making a mistake, the Holy Spirit guided them. Number three, when they were finished, the Lord preserved His word, and it will remain even after the heavens and earth are destroyed. There's absolutely no excuse for people today claiming to have modern-day revelations. There is no pope, there is no Mormon apostle, there's no Jehovah's Witness or Pentecostal preacher that can add any truth to what we presently have recorded in the pages of the Bible. God is not going to lay anything on anyone's heart or lead them to do anything separate and apart from His written scriptures. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, the Bible says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Since the Bible alone thoroughly equips us unto all good works, let us take the Bible only and reject modern day would-be prophets. In Romans 10, verse 17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There's no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.